Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more, on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's all-birthday show, we'll feature Ted Weems, Vaughn DeLeith, Don Bester, Vincent Eumanns, and Dave Dreyer. Yesterday, September 26th, marked the birth in 1901 in Pitcairn, Pennsylvania, of bandleader Ted Weems. While in high school, he played violin in the West Philadelphia Symphony, and while attending the University of Pennsylvania, played trombone in the dance band. He had been an engineering major, but by the time he finished college, he was set on a musical career, and formed his own band around 1922, along with his trumpeter brother Art, playing at a Philadelphia cafe. He began recording for Victor in 1923 and had a hit from his very first session with Somebody Stole My Gal. He toured mainly around the Midwest, appearing at Kansas City's Muehlbach Hotel, but also got booked at the Marine Ballroom at Atlantic City's Steel Pier. Joe Hames contributed many arrangements for the band in the late 20s, including the charts for the hit Piccolo Pete. Singers with the band in the 30s included Parker Gibbs, Red Ingle, Country Washburn, and Elmo Tanner, and Perry Como got his first big job with the band in 1936. The band was featured on radio in the 30s on shows including the Jack Benny Program, the new Fibber McGee and Molly Show, the Alamite Show, and Beat the Band. The orchestra disbanded in 1942 when Weems joined the Merchant Marine, but he formed a new band in 1945 and had a hit in 1947 with a reissue of Heartaches, which had been recorded in 1933. In the mid-1950s, Ted Weems himself became a disc jockey, but by 1960 was an executive with Holiday Inn Hotels. In 1963, he suffered an asthma attack, which put him in a hospital in Tulsa, Oklahoma, where he died on May 6th at age 62. Here are three from Ted Weems.
Check on that breakfast table with an extra chair for baby. Heaven just shines above, looks like the dawn of love. I like everything you like, that's what I like about you.
brown and blue and jade. Little boys and girls showing off their curls at the baby's parade. Little eyes, looking wise, realize the hit they've made. When they get a hand at the judges' stand at the baby's parade. Though it's hard to choose who will win or lose as the kiddies pass in line. Standing in the crowd, every dad so proud says the winner should be mine. There they go, what a noble part they play. Then away they trip to a pillow slip from the baby parade.
Rich kids, poor kids, my kids, your kids, everybody's kid is there. Black heads, blonde heads, even red heads, and a lot with curly hair. Nice kids, mean kids, fat kids, lean kids, every kid a different size. Shy kids, cry kids, rock-a-bye kids, everyone deserves a prize.
It doesn't sound particularly foreign or exotic, but that was Siberia, performed there by Ted Weems Orchestra on July 8, 1925. And by the way, Siberia is also known as North Asia. Siberia was written by Paul Van Loan and Phil Ponce and was preceded by the vocal trio of Dudley Fosdick, Wes Vaughn and Elmo Tanner with At the Baby Parade, not to be confused with Arthur Pryor's 1905 composition, The Baby Parade. At the Baby Parade was written by little Jack Little, Dave Oppenheim, and Ira Schuster, and that recording is from January 9, 1933. There are lots of Ted Weems records I could have played, but I chose that one specifically with best wishes for my friends Megan and Andy, who will be having their own baby pretty soon now, too. We started off our tribute to Ted Weems with Parker Gibbs providing the vocal refrain on That's What I Like About You. That Walter Donaldson song was recorded October 5th, 1931. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, September 26th, marked the birth in 1894 in Mount Pulaski, Illinois, of Leonore Vonderleith. You may know her better as the First Lady of Radio or the original radio girl, Vonderleith. At age 12, she moved to Los Angeles with her mother and sister, and after finishing high school, enrolled at Mills College, where she began writing her own songs and pursuing a singing career. Vonderleith had a wide vocal range, from soprano to a low-pitched, controlled crooning style, and in January of 1920, she sang Swanee River on perhaps the first radio broadcast of a live singing performance from Dr. Lee DeForest's studio in the World Tower Building at 40th Street and Broadway in New York. In 1923, she became manager of New York radio station WDT, where she not only performed, but also arranged for live performances by other artists. Her recording career began in 1922, primarily for Edison, and she made her last recording on the Crown label in 1931. In 1923, she appeared on Broadway in Laugh, Clown, Laugh, starring Lionel Barrymore, in which she played an opera singer. She appeared regularly on The Wrigley Show during 1926 and 27, and was the featured female vocalist on the debut broadcast of The Firestone Hour on December 3, 1928. Franklin Bauer, the original voice of Firestone, was the resident male vocalist. On May 3, 1924, she married Livingston Gear, a portrait painter, which accounts for the pseudonym of Gloria Gear on some of her recordings. In the mid-1930s, Kate Smith adopted Vaughn's billing as the First Lady of the Radio, but DeLeith successfully sued and obtained an injunction against Smith's use of that title, after which she went back to her title of Songbird of the South, at least until DeLeith's death. Vaughn DeLeith continued to work in radio right up until her death on Thursday, May 27, 1943, at the Hotel Statler in Buffalo, New York. Here's Vaughn DeLeith. Thank you.
in my dream, always in my scheme. I just let it seem to love you, love you. When the clouds appear above you, that's when I'll be near to love you. You'll make out the way, don't make her do gray. You'll always hear me say, I love you.
Bob Herring made his first commercial recording for Brunswick in 1925 as leader of the Regent Club Orchestra, which specialized in playing waltzes. And you just heard Vonda Leith with the Regent Club Orchestra on the morning of July 12, 1927, with the waltz Can't You Hear Me Say I Love You. Charles Derrickson wrote the words and Burton Brown the tune. I chose that Vonda Leith record specifically for the whistling, which was performed there by America's finest whistling soloist, and the queen of whistlers, Margaret McKee. Margaret McKee made dozens of records in the 1920s accompanying singers, and also solos of various bird interpolations. And we might just hear a bit more from Margaret McKee on next week's show. Before Can't You Hear Me Say I Love You, we heard the Jeanette Dance Orchestra, led by cornetist Pietro Capodifero, in June of 1921 with the waltz song Drowsy Head. So what does that have to do with Vonda Leith? Well, nothing other than the fact that she wrote it, that's all. That was an instrumental version, but there are lyrics which were written by Irving Berlin. We started our tribute to Vonda Leith with the Columbia House band The Columbians and Honey. I don't know who wrote this Honey, but it's not to be confused with the 1928 Honey, written by Seymour Simons, Haven Gillespie, and Richard Whiting, which you just might be hearing next week. Yesterday, September 23rd, marked the birth in 1889 in Langford, South Dakota, of bandleader Don Bester. He learned the piano at an early age and by 16 was touring extensively in vaudeville. He worked as a song plugger, unsuccessfully tried his hand at composing, and briefly formed his own dance band before accepting the job as leader of the Benson Orchestra in 1921, succeeding Roy Bargy. He was with Edgar Benson until 1925, when he left to form his own orchestra again. Bester composed the song Contented in 1932, which was used as the theme song for the Carnation Milk radio show. By the early 30s, his group had evolved into a sweet band and became famous through recordings and appearances on the Walter O'Keefe and Jack Benny radio programs. Jack Benny would lead into songs played by the band with the famous line, "Play, Don, play." It only consists of five notes, but Don wrote the famous Jell-O jingle, which was heard thousands of times, and which goes like this.
J-E-L-L-O.
He also co-wrote the novelty song Down by the Winnegar Woiks. It was Bester's orchestra backing Shirley Temple on Animal Crackers in My Soup in her 1935 picture Curly Top. After his stint on radio, Don Bester led bands at ballrooms and in theaters across the country into the late 40s. Here's Don Bester. Play, Don. Play.
Thank you.
brand new store. Let's make up,
a star or two. Oh, dancing on a rooftop, stealing kisses every chance. What a spot for sweet romance, dancing into heaven on a roof with you.
Don Bester and his orchestra, who were dancing on what I certainly hope was a flat rooftop. The vocalist on that May 24, 1934 Victor recording was Charles Yontz, Y-O-N-T-Z, who also teamed up with Florence Case on Bester's recording of Who's Afraid of the Big Bad Wolf the previous year. Dancing on a Rooftop was written by Frank Weldon, and speaking of Florence Case, before Dancing on a Rooftop, we heard her with Let's Make Up from October 4th, 1933. In the first segment of the show, we heard At the Baby Parade, written by Jack Little, Dave Oppenheim, and Ira Shuster, and guess what? They also wrote Let's Make Up, which is in the 1933 Jean Harlow Lee Tracy picture, Bombshell. We started our tribute to Don Bester with a wonderful record, Charleston Baby of Mine, from August 4, 1925. Charleston Baby of Mine was written by Dan Dougherty. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, FM 88.7, KISL Avalon, and KISLAvalon.com. This and all our previous shows are also available 24/7 on demand anytime at all online at RapidlyRotatingRecords.com. And we're on iTunes as a podcast. This very day, September 27th, marks the birth in New York City in 1898 of composer Vincent Eumanns. His father was the owner of a chain of haberdasheries, and Vincent started piano lessons at age 4. He enrolled in Sheffield Scientific School at Yale University, but quickly found out he had no interest at all in engineering, and left to join a Wall Street brokerage for a short time. He first began composing while in the Navy during World War I, where one of his songs was heard and then used by John Philip Sousa in his band concerts. In 1927, that song was renamed Hallelujah and was a hit in the Broadway musical Hit the Deck. After his discharge from the Navy, Eumanns embarked on a musical career working as a pianist and song plugger for the Harms Music Publishing firm. He first became interested in writing for the musical stage while working as a rehearsal pianist for Victor Herbert. His first Broadway show tune, with the lyric by Ira Gershwin, was Who's Who With You, and was in the 1918 show From Broadway to Piccadilly. His first complete Broadway score was 1921's Two Little Girls in Blue, and he also wrote the film score for the Bing Crosby-Bob Hope picture Flying Down to Rio. Vincent Eumanns died of tuberculosis in Denver, Colorado on April 5, 1946, at just 48 years of age. Here are three from the pen of Vincent Eumanns.
Thank you. upon my knee, just tea for two and two for tea, just me for you and you for me alone. Nobody near us to see us or hear us, no friends or relations on weekend vacations. We won't have it known, dear, that we have a telephone. Dear, day will break and you'll awake and start to bake a sugar cake for me to take for all the boys to see. We will raise a family, a boy for you and a girl for me. Oh, can't you see how happy we would be?
Not have recognized the other two tunes in that Vincent Heumann set, but I'll bet my bottom dollar you recognize that one as Tea for Two, performed there by the Ipana Troubadours under the direction of S.C. Lannon. That would be Sam Lannon. He's not credited on the label, but the vocal is by Scrappy Lambert. Tea for Two was introduced in the 1925 Broadway musical No No Nanette. Before Tea for Two, it was an acoustic recording by Eddie Elkins' orchestra of Take a Little One Step, from February 15, 1924. We started off our tribute to Vincent Heumann with the Victor in-house studio band The Troubadours, directed by Nat Shilkret, and Nothing Could Be Sweeter, from January 14, 1927. Last week, September 22nd, marked the birth in 1894 in Brooklyn, New York, of composer and pianist Dave Dreyer. Like so many composers heard on this show, he started his musical career as a song plugger for various Tin Pan Alley music publishing companies. He was piano accompanist for vaudeville performers including Al Jolson, Sophie Tucker, Belle Baker, and Frank Fay. In 1923, he became a staff pianist for the Irving Berlin Music Company, where he became manager in 1941 and stayed until 1947, when he formed his own music publishing company. He joined ASCAP in 1925, and his chief collaborators were Billy Rose, Ballard MacDonald, and Herman Ruby. From 1929 to 1940, he wrote film scores and headed the music department at RKO Radio Pictures. Dave Dreyer died March 1, 1967 in New York, and was inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame in 1970. His popular song compositions include There's a Rainbow Around My Shoulder, Back in Your Own Backyard, I'm Following You, I'm Keeping Company, and these.
Me and my shadow. onto the swing. Nowadays it's quite the craze. Never gonna stop. Every single time the orchestra plays, it's always the Hoosier hop. You see the sheiks and the charmers hopping wherever you go. Milkmaids are out with the farmers. Everyone doing it so collegiate. Better get it, you regret it, for you're bound to flop if you don't show that you know something about doing the Hoosier hop.
Paul Specht and his orchestra with the rare non-vocal version of I'm Sailing on a Sunbeam. Recorded in the same November 26, 1929 session as the vocal version, with Johnny Morris singing the Ballard MacDonald lyrics. The instrumental version was made for sale outside the U.S., in this case South America, which was a common practice at the time. Before that, it was the Hi-Hatters, another one of Nat Shilkret's pseudonyms, with Hoosier Hop. The vocalist on that November 19, 1929 recording was Frank Luther, and of all the Dave Dreyer tunes I could have played, I chose Hoosier Hop because I spent a few days in the Hoosier state of Indiana a couple of weeks ago, although I didn't get to see much of it, being cooped up in a hotel conference room for most of the time. We started our tribute to Dave Dreyer with The Rangers, another pseudonym for Sam Lennon, and one of Dave Dreyer's most famous tunes, Me and My Shadow. The vocalist is unidentified, but Sam Lennon always hired top-notch musicians, and that group included Red Nichols, Leo McConville, the Dorsey Brothers, Andy Sinella, Merle Johnston, Arthur Schott, Harry Reeser, Joe Tardo, and Vic Burton. That recording on the Lincoln label was made May 23, 1927. The Lincoln Record Corporation, whose labels had a drawing of Abraham Lincoln at the top, was actually owned by Cameo Records. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.